This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Look at. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, where we all benefit if you buy from MyPillow.com. Look, you got Mike Lindell, who's made it easy, or made it better, easy, whatever you want to call it, for us to be able to buy online, because Twitter and Facebook have made it very, very, very hard for us to do so. So, you know, here's a guy that's willing to give us a platform to get our product out on. But MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. You heard me. 30 to 70%. That's big bucks. You know what I mean? And great sheets, great pillowcases, all kinds of good product. Go peruse it. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe, you'll make some, you'll save some really decent money. I'll make a few bucks, and you keep Americans working here in this country. All right, Memorial Day. Some of you know it's different than Veterans Day. I heard some commentators saying it made me cringe. Remember I told you about getting informed and then engaging? They had no clue. It sounded like they had no clue. Memorial Day is not to remember those who are fighting for you or who have come home from the fight. It's actually remember those who never came home from the fight. Those who actually gave it all for you. Let that sink in. So many people, when they think about this day, they go up and thank, you know, our soldiers. All right, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But that's not what this is for. In the French-Indian War, we lost 2,200 people. The Revolution saw about 30,000 people die. The War of 1812 saw 20-plus thousand. In the Civil War, you know that war that we were fighting to somehow keep slavery, which is a junk line? 623,000 died in the Civil War. Those were our people. 99% of those people were our people, American citizens. White folks dying to release to free black folks, but you'll never hear them tell you that. That would screw up their narrative, wouldn't it? Spanish-American War, 2,400. World War I, we lost 116,000. World War II, 407,000. In Korea, we lost almost 37,000. Vietnam, maybe 60. Desert Storm, gee, God bless, only 270. I don't mean that in a negative. I don't mean that to, you know, discount it, but only 200. Thank God, because I know it could have been worse. In the years of recent terrorism, we lost over 6,000. So 1.3 million people have given their lives so you could have the freedoms you have today And so you can be dumb enough to think that socialism and or communism is the way to go. Yeah, let that sink in. We're going to talk to General Paul Valley here in a few minutes. But I found this to be amazing. I don't know how true it is. I'm going to ask him. But an arrest warrant's been issued for Senator Lindsey Graham out of Russia. Now, just 48 hours after Senator Lindsey Graham took a trip to Kyiv to visit Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, Russian Interior Minister issued an arrest warrant for Graham. The arrest warrant comes after a viral video of Graham saying, "The Russians are dying, and it's the best money we've ever spent." Now, Dmitry Peskov, who serves as the Kremlin spokesperson, was quoted saying, "It's hard to imagine a greater shame for the country than having such senators." Right? And again, I can play it if you want me to. Let me see.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And
oh, come on.
It's the best money we've ever spent. Thank you so much. Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent. Thank you so much.
Now it's...
Why would you say that on video anyway? Nobody, look at, no matter what you got going on, I don't want to see anybody really dying over this kind of stuff. They shouldn't be doing it to the Ukrainians. They shouldn't be doing it to the Russians. But don't be happy about people dying like this. Even the Bible tells us not to rejoice in somebody's demise. Not what we're supposed to be doing. And, you know, some of these guys, like Lindsey Graham, they're pushing us towards a World War III scenario. Really. These guys need to wake up and listen to what they're saying, listen to what they're doing, and frankly, listen to what they're giving into. So now he's got a warrant for his arrest out. I don't know what that actually means. I mean, what can they do on that? How can they step out on that? Now, Russian Interior Minister Monday issued an arrest warrant for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham following his comments related to fighting in Ukraine. In an edited version of the meeting on Friday, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, who was released by Zelensky's office, Graham of South Carolina, noted that the Russians are dying, and described the U.S. military assistance to the country as the best money ever spent. Now, while Graham appeared to have made the remarks in different parts of the conversation, the short video of Ukraine, I mean, it does look, I don't know how edited it was. Might have been a long conversation in between, I don't know. Would like to see the raw footage of that, but even still, you don't have to do that. Be quiet about it. Really. The head of the Russian media company, RT, was furious with Graham, called for the senator to be assassinated. How nice. That's good. She looks like, I can see her. She looks very hard. I don't know. Again, to me, it's a matter of what. You don't know who's listening. You don't know what mics are on. Keep your mouth shut. Don't get yourself in trouble. Right? You don't need to be. Another issue, no, we'll get that later. All right. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Come back from the break. We should have, I hope to have, retired Major General Paul Valley.
800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, will give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010.
210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Jones and your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is get informed. And like I always say, that's why I bring people on that have a clue. You know, look, you've got guys out there spewing all kinds of stuff like they're experts on military operations, experts on how the government operates. Look, we have a microphone. That's what gives us a leg up. All right, we do a little bit of research. We try to find out what's going on. We try to get the real information to give you. But you got to stop being so lazy. You got to do some of your own homework. This is ridiculous. Some of you aren't doing the work you need to do to make a difference, to be able to fight it through, if you would. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Glad to have with me now retired Major General Paul Vallee. What a great day to have him on with us, Memorial Day. General, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's a great day for us to remember what's happened in the past, and I celebrate my son, who died in the Army in 2004. So it's a very special day for me and really remembering him and his service in Special Forces. And so it really hits deep into my heart this particular day, Joe.
Well, you know, people always say, you know, I feel for your loss, but we'll never know. I don't know what it's like to lose a child. I have no clue. You know, I can only imagine what it's like. So my heart does go out to you for that. I will say that, you know, if you, nobody wants to die young. Nobody wants to die like that. But, man, I hope that when I go, I'm doing something honorable. I hope I'm doing something I love to do. So it's just, you know what I mean?
Well, you are, Joe. But, you know, I remember my days in combat in Vietnam and coming back at after a day of being in combat. And we come back to home base and there are 4, 5, 10 bodies lying there just being ready to be evacuated back through the hospitals and back to the States. And I can remember one day I 12 bodies was lying there and I watched them and I knew them. I knew one first lieutenant. He had a shot right between his eyes. And had been killed that afternoon in a combat that we were having in central Vietnam. And so I remember those days, Joe. I mean, it's just tears me apart. And then to lose my own son, it hurts.
Yep. I cannot imagine. My dad, you know, it's funny. He doesn't talk about a lot of stories. But, you know, he does talk a little bit about, you know, talking to somebody 1 minute, and the next minute the guy's dead. Just... Yep. Shots fired, looks over, you know, and he's been mortal, you know, wounded, and you go, I can't imagine. I don't think any of us, unless we've been in it, could really imagine what that's like, you know?
Well, you know, the other thing, Joe, I can recall the shots that went over my head. A hand grenade was thrown at me at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it didn't go off. I almost went down the helicopter and crashed. All of those things, I was so close to death in the Vietnam War. And then, of course, when I led 400 men into Syria when I was 72 years old in 2012, and I'm saying, my God, here it goes, deja vu again. But, yeah, so
God bless
I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot, Joe.
God bless you. I mean, at 72, I would have been like, okay, I've done my duty to God and country. You guys have a ball. I'll catch up with you later. I mean, I just can't even imagine what that's like, you know?
Seriously. I can't either.
I mean, it takes guys like you, though, guys with that kind of spirit to make it happen, to know they, you know, you're never really done. You're never, I don't tell this story often because people think it's kind of hooky, but I was having a lunch with a pastor, and I just talked to Tammy about, you know, our life. I won't say our lives are winding down because that's not what you know what I mean. We're not as busy as we used to be, not doing the same thing, getting involved as much as we used to. And she looked at me, and out of nowhere, she said, oh, and you're not to retire. God's got so much more work for you. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Oh, really? I did not want this lunch. I did not what I should have gone to.
Well, you know, it's really true. I mean, I'm 83 years old, and I'm still a patriot, an American. I'm fighting every day for America. I'm not going to give up. I would go to war tomorrow to save our country. But that's what it's all about. You have to have that spirit to survive, protect our kids,
yep.
Protect our Constitution. And we have so much happening in America to break us up and tear us apart. You know, you have incompetent people in Washington, D.C. that can't solve any problems.
Yep.
And then they want to get us deeper into war into Ukraine. $13.5 billion we spent already for nothing. And our borders being crossed by hundreds of thousands. I mean, it's scary.
And we're teaching our kids to hate this country. You know, I've thought about it. I don't think you and I have talked about this a lot, but I've got over 8,000 hours in turbine helicopters, you know, and if I was ever grabbed, somebody said, hey, we need your help to do this, and it had to do with protecting us, I'd do it. You're right. I would do it in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even think about it. You know? So.
Yeah, well, you're programmed to be that. You're a survivor. You're a doer. You make things happen, Joe, and that's why you have a great show. And I try to participate each and every day in America. I write many articles. If you go to my website, standupamericaus.org, you'll see all the great things we're doing at our foundation. And we're looking for donations all the time to help us keep going.
Yep.
And we've been around since 2006 doing great things.
Yep. No, I know. It's a great publication. You people have to sign up for it. You have to look. You got to get involved, and you got to go engage. I don't care what it is. Even if you're moving stories along Facebook, even if you're getting 10, 15, 20 of your friends. We've had a couple of wins in my local school district, and I have found it a 24-hour job, 7 days a week, to keep encouraging these parents not to give up, to show up, to make sure you keep fighting. Don't yell and scream, but bring the information forward. And they've made a change. It's taken them a little over a year, but they're starting to make some real inroads right now and make some real changes. Because the system kind of hopes within a couple of shots you'll give up. But when you keep coming, they'll make a change because they don't want to keep seeing you.
Well, that's right. And Joe, you got to say to yourself, I've got to make it a difference. I've got to change things. I've got to make sure we keep true to faith. And we have to have an awakening spiritually. Get on this. Don't tell lies like all our politicians do to us.
When we come back, we'll talk about this this arrest warrant that was issued by the Russians on Lindsey Graham. I'm very curious about it. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more retired General Paul Valley when we return.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. On Memorial Day Monday, President Biden touted the deal reached with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the nation's debt limit. He had a word in particular for left-wing progressives in his party who may not be in support of the bill as is. A bill needs to be passed in the next week to raise the debt ceiling, or lawmakers risk defaulting on the nation's debt. Reports indicate conservative lawmakers in the House and Senate may be making moves to delay votes on the bill. The legacy of former President Donald Trump certainly loomed large over the California Democratic Party's reorganizing convention over Memorial Day weekend. Trump was the backdrop for speeches and calls to action. The anti-Trump message and warnings were repeated in almost every corner of the LA gathering. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Silver T, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, I was just thinking about this. Let me bring him on. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. I always love the time with him. We get some real insight on what's going on with our military all across the globe. In general, you know, I was sitting here thinking when we were talking. On Thursday? Is the beginning of June Pride Month. And not to take anything away from a gay or lesbian person, but our veterans and memorial, on Memorial Day and Veterans Day, we get a day. A day for people who are willing to put their lives on the line. Some have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can have a June Pride Month. And it infuriates me. It infuriates me how much we've lost the true meaning. And later, after this segment, I'm going to do clips on kids in college that really don't understand what Memorial Day is about. They think it's honoring the United States imperialism and so forth. It's just infuriating.
Well, it is, Joe, and we've lost that in our schools. Where we've gotten away from all of the teachings of the Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
What it means to be a great person, a total person that's honest, has integrity, has respect for its elders, has respect for its community. They've destroyed that, and it's intentional. And when we see the divisiveness and we see the Department of Education that fosters a lot of this stuff. And so when I see the local schools doing well, I see parents standing up, I applaud them because this is where it has to happen at the grassroots level. We're going to take this country back because we're being destroyed each and every day. Each and every day. And I see so many Americans that still don't understand and don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... they're so naive, many people, and it's going to destroy us if we don't get our act together and have an awakening.
But they don't, you know, they don't pay attention. And I know we weren't going to go down this road, but look at Chicago. They had the opportunity of a lifetime. They had the opportunity, with everything that was going wrong there, with the issues that they're having to deal with on a daily basis, they had a more moderate Democrat, not the one that's in there, a progressive Democrat. And they had the ability to fix their situation. This weekend, they had over 50 people shot, and I think 12 died. And I'm sitting here thinking, and this guy's screaming, we don't want to punish our kids for making stupid mistakes. Well, I'm sorry. 13-year-old kid that goes into a store and shoots two people dead is not making a stupid mistake. So I have no sympathy for them in general. I know it's not Christian-like, but I have no sympathy for them anymore, for New York, for Chicago, and places like that that keep letting these people in.
No, I have no patience for them, and they're evil. They have no courage, no guts. They don't stand by the rule of law.
Nope.
We have a corrupt attorney general. We have a corrupt CIA. The leadership in our government is corrupt. Biden is corrupt. Everything that he is involved in Ukraine, with China. I mean, we've been totally destroyed from within. So that's our challenge, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to restore that. Get strong. Don't take it anymore. And we've got to do what we got to do to reserve, restore this country and to make it strong again. We have to do it, ladies and gentlemen. Get awake, know what's going on, and let's take up I won't say arms at this time, Joe, but take up whatever you can to protect us.
You've got to
protect your family.
You've got to protect yourself and country. I mean, look, here's the other thing. I'm trying to tell people to understand something. It doesn't matter what Congress does. It doesn't matter who they impeach or who they, bring up on contempt of Congress. Look who the DOJ is. Who's going to put handcuffs, right, on the AG? Who's going to put handcuffs on the FBI, the head of the FBI? We have become that corrupt that I kind of feel for some of my listeners that are writing me and telling me they see no hope. I mean, short of a military kind of coup to restore everything.
Yeah, but
I don't know how you do that.
But here again, we have to have our military stand up by their oath, by all the generals and admirals, to protect America, foreign and domestic enemies, and they're not doing. We have the likes of Milley and the rest of them, the generals and admirals, they've gone woke.
Yep.
That's what our military is for, to protect the citizens of America, and they're not doing it.
Nope.
They're getting involved in all these wars that are just crazy, and now threats against Russia, possibly a third world, a war, nuclear war. We have no allies. We have no friends anymore. Nobody trusts America.
No, China just blew us off our military leaders on an apparent that we're going to have a conversation or some kind of meeting.
Yeah. Right? They know we're weak.
Yeah.
They know we're weak, and they're going to take advantage of it. So, America, be prepared. Stand tall. You got to protect yourself and your families, however you have to do it.
Oh, I agree. All right, so how does this Russian arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham work? Do they ask for extradition from the U.S. to Russia? I mean, what does this really mean?
Lindsey Graham is a total idiot. I mean, this guy, and I've been asked, by the way, to chair a ceasefire summit conference in Malta this summer, and I'm working with a whole group of English, French, Chinese, and Indians, by the way, to bring a ceasefire in this whole crazy thing in Ukraine. I mean, we spent over $13.5 billion already. We can't even protect our southern border. I mean, this is crazy, this whole thing in Ukraine.
I think it's hilarious to talk about, again, giving more money to Ukraine and Turkey and a few other places to protect their borders, but we can't protect ours because why? Walls don't work. That's why we can't do it. And they don't even see their own hypocrisy as it's rolling off their tongue, right?
Well, the enemy is the cartels.
Yeah.
The militarized cartels. They're our enemy. And they made $13.5 billion last year. They control the Mexican government. The biggest threat to America is from the southern border and the cartels, along with the left-wing ideologues, Communist Democratic Party, and the globalists. I mean, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, put it all together, Barry. You got to connect the dots to see what's going on to destroy us.
You know, General, I've had a lot of guests on. I've got a lot of people. They send me stories or what have you. And one of the recurring stories for the last 10, 12, 15 years is we have a deep state. We have an evil group of people in this country that are supportive of child sex slavery. And,
yes,
you know, selling children so much on the open market. And we protect them. I mean,
yeah.
Any truth to that? Real truth to it?
Well, yeah. I mean, look at Epstein. There's a good example of sex trafficking into the Virgin Islands. And they still haven't divulged his list who went down there, like the Clintons, Judge Roberts, the head of the Supreme Court, and others that were on the Epstein jets going down to the Virgin Islands.
Wow.
With these 12 and 13-year-old girls, Prince Andrew, out of England. It's all there, but nothing ever happens to them, Joe. Nothing ever
happens.
Because
they're all involved, right? Because it's so entwined with the people of power, you could never make it happen, I think.
That's right. That's right. They control the purse strings. They control the judges. They control the court systems. And that's where we are. We're the most corrupt country in the world right now.
Yes, I can sure see that and believe it, too. I mean, even, at least in the other places, you see where it's coming from. You see what's going on. They're kind of like in your face with it. And not here. Look, you've got Biden. Who's he threatening now over their anti-gay laws or what have you? Is it Uganda? I'll find out. I'll tell you during, after the break. But there's a country that he's threatening right now if they don't stop with their anti-LGBTQ laws, that he's not going to give them any money. So, again, threatening, bullying, getting involved in somebody else's politics that we have no business being in. Anyway, we'll be back in a couple of minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with the General when we return.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me bring him on. Retired General, Major General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time as well. You know, I hate to bring this up with you, General, because you don't fall into this list at all, but, you know, you look at people like, you know, Feinstein and Pelosi and Joey B., our illustrious president, what have you. They're nowhere to be found mentally. You know, I mean, should there be some kind of test or age restriction on these people?
Well, I'm older than they are, except for Feinstein. She's a little bit older.
Yeah, but you don't sound it. You've got all your faculties about you. You're still sharp, very sharp. These people don't even know where they are.
No, they don't. They have problems. But that's what happened when you get into your 70s and 80s. Your mental capacity, dementia sets in. And I have many of my friends that are suffering from that right now. But we don't need people like that in positions in Congress, in the Senate, and in the White House. And we can't have people incompetent like that, mentally deficient like Biden is. Kamala's about as dumb as you get. Mayorkas, look at all of them. They're all mentally deficient as far as I'm concerned. They may not be sick, but they're mentally deficient.
They're either extremely evil. When my orcas looks at the videos, when he goes down there and he says he's got it under control, yeah, he's got to be evil. That's not a mental condition.
Oh, he is. He's almost satanic. I mean, this guy's a total idiot. But the whole administration's filled with these people. And why would they ever put people in government like this? But look at the incompetence of our generals and admirals. I mean, our Defense Department, we haven't won a war since World War II. We pulled out of Afghanistan $80-plus billion of equipment, and then we're dumping all this equipment and our arms and our inventory into Ukraine. And that's all going to go to waste. Then we're going to send F-16s there, multi-million-dollar aircraft, and the Russians will totally destroy them. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I am more concerned with those people making policy, like the Feinsteins of the world, who, she's got an army of people around her now to help her make decisions. Kamala Harris was presiding over the Senate, and she apparently asked one of the other senators, what is she doing here? Why is she up there?
And she's sick. She said she can't make any decisions. And California tolerates it, but you have a young guy like Newsom. He's as deficient in mentality as anybody in the country. And he's a young man. He has no clue what to do. And yet California tolerates him.
Well, they're so afraid. You know what it is? They're so afraid of Republicans. The Democrats have done such a great job of painting us as the devil's second cousin. They wouldn't vote for us for anything. We don't hold... In California, Republicans do not hold one state constitutional elected position. Governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, none of those positions are held by a Republican.
Well, they'll suffer by it, Joe, and they'll suffer greatly by it. If they're going to be that naive and stupid, then they deserve what they get.
Yep. That's why I was saying earlier, when it came to Chicago and it comes to New York, even California where I live, I mean, my attitude is, you guys keep voting these people in, you can't look at, they've got total control of the Senate, total control of the House here in California, total control of every one of those constitutional seats. You cannot blame a Republican now for anything, not for one issue.
Well, look at them as people rather than politicians. Look at them as people. What do you stand for, Mr. Mrs.? What are you upholding? What are your beliefs? I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. We've got to look at people as individuals and what they stand for. The hell with the politics.
Oh, no, totally agree with you. But again, it is going to be a time to get people to figure out what's going on. It's going to be quite a time to get people turned around and understand, look, the parties are the same. They've got to the point now where the majority of those people are exactly the same. They don't...
Oh, they're absolutely... Well, look at McCarthy. He folded to Biden again. You knew McCarthy was going to fold on the budget.
Right.
And he did.
Yep. Well, look at General, he's never had his spine. I love to tell the story that I was with him at a meeting with these pregnancy center people. It's totally different than Planned Parenthood. I know you're familiar with them. California is trying to shut them down, actually, calling them fake clinics. I spoke at one of the meetings recently, but Kevin had a meeting with them all, and he was on their side. He was going to help them, and he was going to work with them. And this was last year, because why? He was in a cycle to be reelected again. So we went up there, spent time in his office. When we left, I'm in a van with a bunch of women, directors from those places. I said, he's not going to do anything for you. It's an election cycle. That's why he called you up here. He doesn't have control. He can't do anything for you. And he didn't. He didn't do anything for them. This was strictly to get them all excited about him being one of them, if you would.
Well, he talks weak, he acts weak, he does weak. He's a weak individual. And that's the head of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. God bless us.
Well, yeah, and as far as the military goes... They are shunned, spoken negatively about in our high schools here in California. At one point, they were trying to get rid of the ROTC, but a few of us were able to make that stay, keep that around. You know, nobody fights for those. They'll fight for the gay, lesbian, transgender, and 21 other plus genders, but they won't. Yep. They won't fight for something like that. Just amazing.
Yep. Yeah, we're in bad shape, but we're going to correct it, Joe. We've got to keep the faith. We've got to be strong. We've got to turn this around for our country and for our children.
All right. Based on what you're seeing happen, how soon is China going to Taiwan?
They're not going to.
Really?
No. They've changed their mind. Everything's going well for the Chinese. They have a new alliance. They have the new BRICS. They're going to diminish the dollar. Their belt, Silk Road Initiative is working all throughout the world. They have no reason to take Taiwan down. They'll use Taiwan to their advantage.
That's an interesting call. I hope you're right. I mean, you realize that most other military pundits, if you would, are saying that they're going to go into Taiwan without taking a shot. They're going to make a deal with them to protect them because they don't believe that, you know, any other country will come against China for taking Taiwan.
Yep. Well,
okay. I believe you.
Hopefully I'm right. I've got a good Chinese team that I work with. I get good intelligence from the Chinese community in the United States who have ties into China. And Xi is too smart. Things are going well. They're aligned with Russia. They're aligned with India now. They have a whole new 8-country organization going on. They're controlling the energy, the wealth. And so why should they sacrifice their forces, their armies, their navies in a fight against America and the others? They're not going to do it. That's my opinion.
So one last thing, you got about a minute and a half. I did have a military person call me out because I said that today is a celebration. And I believe it's a celebration of life. I think it's celebrating those who saw this country as something willing to fight for it totally and give the ultimate sacrifice for. What do you say? Is it a celebration of life?
Well, it's a celebration of life and respect for those who have passed before us. Especially my son, who I visited today, who I lost in 2004. So I feel it as a family, as a father. And I know we always have to celebrate life and celebrate those who went before us only because they sacrificed their life.
Well, I celebrate their bravery, their courage, their selflessness, for giving their lives for the country, for me, in essence, to allow me to do what I'm doing right now.
Yep.
You know?
That's right. Well,
listen,
thank you, Joe. I always appreciate being on with you. Appreciate the invitation each time.
Yep. God bless, General. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll probably catch up with you next week or two.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me from time to time. I always appreciate his time. It's like I said to you, when it comes to the Middle East and things going on back there, he's pretty much right on, and I've never really had an issue with him. Never. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the next hour, we're going to go playing some clips from some of the colleges around the country and where these young people are at, what they believe. God is going to, you know, keep a throw-up bucket right next to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.
States.